This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Between November 2018 and August 2020, 35,000 people thought they had voted in elections held in Michigan, but their absentee ballots had actually been rejected. Now, there are some issues that clerks will call you about, like if you forget to sign your ballot envelope. But for other issues, like what Colleen Vlahos ran into, you may never know. The ACLU of Michigan recently did a major outreach to those 35,000 voters whose ballots were rejected. And here to talk some more about that process is Sharon Delente, voting rights strategist for the ACLU of Michigan. Sharon, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sharon, can you remind us some of the reasons that a ballot might get rejected, like what happened to Colleen Vlahos, who we heard from earlier?
Well, the ACLU of Michigan has been tracking and monitoring the rejection of absentee ballots since Proposal 3 passed in 2018. We knew, of course, that many more people would be choosing to vote by absentee ballot. And in this year of the pandemic, that has been even more volume of voters choosing that option. And we wanted to make sure we were monitoring how many folks were having their ballot rejected and what the reason was. So the number one reason over the elections that we've been monitoring is that the ballot is not received by the deadline. Mm-hmm. Mostly that is because voters have perhaps a different understanding of how long it takes mail to get from point A to point B in their local city or township. So the Postal Service says that it'll take 1 to 3 days. With the challenges of the pandemic this year and the attacks on the Postal Service, that started to increase in the August primary, and therefore we saw more voters whose ballots did not arrive by the deadline.
Hopefully, we're all getting a bit more education about this now, at least as the subject has been more widely discussed. People have, for some time, been able to check whether their application to vote absentee was received. You can find out whether your ballot was mailed, whether your ballot was received by a clerk's office. But until recently, we weren't able to know if our ballots had been accepted or rejected. What changed that? Was that a Prop 3 thing?
No, it wasn't Proposal 3, but it was something that the ACLU has been urging the Department of State to put on their website where you can find out that information that you just described. Knowing that the information about a rejected ballot is recorded, there's a record of that, and that that is in a database election officials in Michigan use, we urge the Department of State to make that information visible on their website. Because for voters who are being encouraged in this year to check on the status of their application or ballot, we knew it would be another way that voters could be informed if there was any problem.
What is the backstory on why it is that local clerks are not required to notify voters when an absentee ballot has been rejected?
So with the passage of Senate Bill 757 last week, which was signed into law by the governor, clerks are now legally required to notify voters when there is a signature issue. So the second most common reason that a voter would have a ballot rejected is they forgot to sign it. And then a much less common reason is that the signature did not match the signature on file. So as to both of those cases, Michigan law now requires city and township clerks to notify a voter within 48 hours. But I do want to note that the ACLU of Michigan did an investigation into this about a year ago, and the practice of many clerks was already to notify voters who had a signature problem. I think the more difficult and challenging issue is when voters' ballots arrive after the deadline, because in that instance, there is not a legal requirement and there has not been a practice at the state or the local level. And quite frankly, if the ballot arrives after the deadline, the voter can't remedy that. So it perhaps doesn't seem like the most useful thing to do. I take a different view. I think that if your ballot arrived after the deadline, it's critically important to notify the voter so that they just don't have that problem again in the future.
Right. I can imagine that only happens once when you alert people to the issue.
Right. Yes. You know, what we've also seen over the course of this year is a tremendous amount of additional opportunities for voters to return their ballots in other ways, not just the mail. So the mail still exists, and we encourage voters, if they want to use the mail, to return that ballot by mail by October 20th. But right now, and even, you know, all the way up until Election Day, voters know and are now getting a lot of education and encouragement to return their ballot in person, to return their ballot at a secure drop box. And so to use these other available methods in addition to the mail.
I wanted to ask what it says about Michigan's capabilities for processing absentee ballots that it fell to the ACLU to start notifying people that your ballot in recent years may have been rejected.
I think local election officials are doing their best to ensure that every vote is counted in each election. And I think, you know, there are a variety of reasons. There are other reasons that we have not spoken of for which a person's ballot is rejected, that there's nothing that can be done, and that, while sad, is just reality. So, for example, if a voter passes away, if a voter submits their absentee ballot and then they pass away, their ballot is rejected. Obviously, in that instance, there's no need for the voter to be notified. And in fact, it would not be, you know, helpful to notify the family. My position would be that, except for those instances like where the voter has passed away, we are better served by just notifying voters when this happened, no matter what the reason is, no matter why, because they have a right to know if their ballot was rejected.
So as voters either head into the polls this November or get ready to send in those absentee ballots, what do you think are the most important things that they ought to keep in mind?
I just want them to know that they shouldn't be afraid. They should just know the simple steps that they need to take, which is, number one, to make sure to sign the outside of their absentee ballot envelope, to use their official signature, the one that they use on important documents and not at the grocery store when you're signing on one of those signature pads, and that to get that ballot back to your city or township clerk as soon as possible. If you want to mail it, you should do that by October 20th. Otherwise, drop it off. You can also, if you can't mail it and don't have time and you can't for whatever reason, you know, perhaps physically or transportation, you're not able to deliver it, you can also call your city or township clerk and ask them to send a staff member to come and pick it up. So
wait, that's a thing?
That is a thing. So up until Friday at 5 p.m. before an election, if you cannot return your ballot by mail, and you cannot, perhaps you don't have transportation or a voter's with a disability or an illness or some other barrier, you can call your city or township clerk and they are required to provide assistance. And that could be the clerk themselves or a staff member with credentials who comes and picks up the ballot from you. Family members and those living in your household could also return your ballot for you. Immediate family members or someone living in your household could also return it for you.
Sharon Delente is voting rights strategist for the ACLU of Michigan. Sharon, thanks for talking to us about this.
Thank you, April.